world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our podcast, Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
It's with guest Liz Mealy, and she's a comedian, and we talk about all kinds of shit, like being a woman in comedy and also childhood trauma. So check it the fuck out.
If you want to listen to more, you're going to go to luminarypodcasts.com and you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month.
What really sucks is I feel like almost the same way like having panic attacks, whether they're sober or not sober, like the longer I go without one, the more I, and this is probably very unhealthy, I think about my growth. I'm like, oh, I haven't had a panic attack in 2 years. I'm so much healthier. I hadn't had a meltdown, I would say, in like 4 years, like truly, like at no, like little baby ones, but like really no, like ones that like I would be really embarrassed about. And then I had one maybe like 6 months ago, like a couple of months before the pandemic. I screamed. It felt right. if I can stick up for myself, even though I'm very embarrassed, it was his fault.
Uh-huh.
But I was parallel parking. I live in Brooklyn where there's like side streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so
parking will ignite a rage if you have it.
Also,
it's a match.
So these side streets, so highway and then side streets, and it's car parked. You can only go car parked. So what I do when I'm parallel parking is I put my, you know, I see a spot, mm-hmm. I put my blinker on, and then you have to go up to back in.
Yeah.
So I put the blinker on so they know, but A, people rush down this service street. But also, like, you can't be on my ass. So I go.
And you know what you're fucking doing when you're doing that, dude.
Yeah.
Or
and
sir,
and it's,
or ma'am.
It's on my street, which is like a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Yeah,
it's
truly a miracle.
I don't have any like higher power beliefs, but I do feel like it's something like it's just I was not, these are my karma points. Like,
yeah.
I know that's like the white lady thing way of thinking of it. But every time I get a parking spot on my street, I'm like,
I raised my siblings. Yeah, I was a good kid.
Yeah. Like truly. And they're my favorite. Yeah. It's like they're my favorite. Like when you make a train, like you do a midnight spot.
Yeah.
And then the train shows up.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait for the train. Like, I'm like, I earned that. I don't know how I earned that, but I earned that little, that's like a little
and
nugget.
You feel ownership over like a spot on your own block. You're like, this is kind of my property. Like, I don't own it all, but it's kind of like more mine than yours.
Yeah.
So.
And it's real. And when you miss a spot, like there's
so
no.
This guy tried to get into your spot as you pulled ahead of it.
He didn't try to get into it. He was rushing me. He was like, I don't give a fuck that you're trying to park.
Yeah.
So I pull up, he pulls up behind me. I pull up, he pulls up behind me.
What
and
the fuck?
And I'm like, what are you doing? And he rolled on my window.
It is his
and
fault,
I,
you're
and,
right.
And I'm like, I know enough not to be an idiot. So I have like half my body out the window and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, go. And I go, dude, I'm clearly trying to fucking parallel park.
Yeah.
Fucking stay where you are so I can fucking park. So I move up. He moves up behind me. I put my car in park. I get out of my car. I don't go to his car. I stand outside my car and I scream to the point where my body is shaking. And like I said, I'm on a highway. So there's people walking. They see me. Mm-hmm, and I'll keep in mind, there was a guy, there was a cab in front of me that had just parked. So he, like, half the reason I was waiting for a little bit was so I didn't hit this guy as he got out of his car.
Yeah.
Because I had to go up right next to him. So this guy, unbeknownst to me, because I'm in rage, is seeing this. And I'm screaming. I'm like, you fucking, and he has like a woman next to him in the car and she's sinking lower and lower. See, I was like, you fucking selfish cock fuck.
Yes. Oh my God.
I was like, I'm never gonna move. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You could have, if you're in a rush, you could have been gone. But now, I'm never gonna move. Like, just like a psychopath.
Yes.
Not only you guys can see my psycho eyes. I already have big eyes, but when I go psycho,
I don't even think this is psycho. I think this is warranted.
I feel vindicated hearing this story.
Yeah. But I go, I'm never gonna move. Yeah. Do you understand that? So if you don't move backwards, we're gonna stay here. Cause guess what? I don't have a job.
Yeah.
And I was like a psycho. I put my car in park, I put on my blinkers, I crossed my arms, and I looked at him.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And I was there for about
feels so good.
2 minutes. And then this very sweet Indian guy that he told me his name, but like, I can't.
You're enraged.
I truly, like,
you're out of your body.
Blacked out rage. Mm-hmm. He walks over to the guy. So I can now see him in my ear. He walks over to the guy. I don't know what he says to him. He walks over to me and he goes, he's going to back up. I'll help you park. Because I'm shaking.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm a pretty good parallel parker.
Right.
Like, this has been I've had my car here for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So like, I'm shaking. And now I have to do something publicly because I've just screamed at my neighborhood.
Of course.
This is my block. I've lived on this block for 6 years. I just screamed at my neighborhood. And also, my neighborhood's like super diverse. So it's a lot of like Middle Eastern people, a lot of Indian people. And I'm just this tiny white girl that screamed. I was like, just Karening it everywhere. and so he helps me, which I'm actually very grateful that he helps me, because I'm like truly like having trouble. The guy kind of races past and I roll down my window and I was like, thank you so much. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, I was more concerned at the time that he saw me do this, even though, again, I do still feel like I was in the right. I was so embarrassed he saw me that I was like, thank you so much for your help and whatever you said to him, and I'm so sorry, and I'm just so embarrassed. He's like, this is a service road. People are running down this road. They're crazy. You did nothing wrong. He was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's your name?
He
told me his name. And I really regret not going back. Again, like, I called up my sister and cried.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, told her everything about it. I was like, I did a mom move. Like, like, truly, like, I'm in hysterics. I'm so embarrassed. I'm angry. Like, I feel right to my anger, but I hate the way I displayed it. I hate that I couldn't have been calm about it. Again, I haven't had one of these in like 4 years, so I thought I was better than it.
Right.
Like, all this.
Yeah, that's why it's even more shameful when it does happen, because you're like, I was in the clear. It's like you're relapsing, but you're really not.
Yeah.
But it feels like it.
So it was like all these emotions, and then of course, like, by the time I thought like I should just at least just tell him how grateful I was for him. You know, his car was gone, and like, I'm sure he lives somewhere in my neighborhood, but like, I was just like, it took me probably 4 days to get over that.
Yeah,
like it was. It feels like that lack of control and like the fact that it happened after 9 years of therapy, like it to me. And again, like, I know shame isn't the right word, but it felt shameful.
I think shame is exactly the right word, because shame is one of the most destructive emotions anybody could feel for whatever reason. And that can make that tumbleweed grow and eventually light on fire.
Yeah.
Also, just because you go to therapy doesn't mean you can't ever scream at someone again. Like,
absolutely.
Like, screaming is like, you know, it's more like a treat that you're saving, but it's like, it's like you still have it in your arsenal of tools for when it's deserved. And like, that is I don't think you did anything wrong. I would have applauded you had I been there.
Oh yeah, I would have given you a standing ovation.
And it's funny because
I understand the fire.
And also, there is a man woman thing. Like, I feel like men, especially like when a woman, like, it's like, you know, that guy had a woman in the car and he probably respects her, but that's the only, like, he only respects women he's attracted to, kind of a guy, and then it's like an asshole to anyone else, or, you know, and thinks like, it's just, there's something about, there's some things that like when a heterosexual man is watching you do them, like, he doesn't have as much faith, and so I would have brought in a whole other level to that.
But
100%. And you're small, so he probably thought you were like younger than you are, and then talk down to that. I was like, oh, there's layers here. Let's go back and fucking kill him.
And that's what's also hard too. And I remember this when I deal with hecklers, like, Okay. Ugh. I look 10 years younger than I am.
Yep.
Most people don't know how much experience people. That's my favorite thing. Like, I don't know if you guys get this. Like, someone shits on you and they're like, I wish they were more like this comic. And you're like, oh, my friend.
Yeah.
My friend that respects me. My friend mm-hmm. that's recommended me. My friend that my I friend share that a stage
punch
with.
You in the
my
face,
friend,
probably.
My friend thinks nothing of. And I accidentally brought Dan Soder into something. I didn't mean it. You know when you do something?
Yeah.
But some guy, I don't even know the context of it, just went on about like how awful I am and blah, 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 and women are the worst and da, 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 and this is such a waste of time. It was like crazy.
On Twitter or in real life?
I think, no, it was on the internet.
Okay.
You know how we spend our life there.
100%.
And so I said something where I was like, and this is again where I'm kind of embarrassed. I've worked really hard with online interactions to talk to.
Yeah.
It's good experimental. It's a good experimental space to say, can I do this without being filled with rage?
And you
it's
have the experiment. And you have the space.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if I try to, the filter that I put on myself is everything can be screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything can be taken out of context.
Yes.
If this is taken out of context, how will it make me look?
Mm-hmm.
And would I be proud of what I said?
Yeah.
So my thing is, I'm not allowed to respond in the moment. I can be sarcastic, but so I can't hard. Say if I'm not allowed to curse. And I'm not, and I'm a, I love cursing.
Yeah.
So I can do that in my act, but in responding
it's
gonna
put
to somebody,
people on the defense easier sometimes.
Absolutely. And so I also always, even if you don't agree with me, I handled it better than you.
Yeah.
I was nicer
than you. Yeah, the bigger
you.
Person.
So I always kind of try to talk to them like my therapist does. And then I also always try to come from a place of education as opposed to, and like polite education as a defensiveness. So I came back to him and I was like, hey, just so you know, what you're saying is dismissing of me as a person, is dismissing of women in general. I think some of the things, and I usually go when women are like shitting on women as people, I go, you know, I'm sorry someone hurt you. I'm sorry a woman hurt you, whether it was your mm-hmm. mother or somebody you dated. I have much empathy, but I didn't hurt you. And so this
is... Oh, that's a good thing to
you
say.
You know what I mean? And I went like that.
Because sometimes it's like, sorry someone hurt you, or who hurt you? And then they get fucking pissed off over that. And you're like...
No, but it was like a truly lengthy like da-da-da-da. And so then... I don't know where it came from, but Dan's special had come out. And I go, okay, well, maybe you need... if maybe you need somebody that talks about these kind of things, but in a nicer way. So here's, and Dan goes, I don't want this guy. So then it was so funny because and I think he had brought up like him in some other context. So I was just like, he has a great special. Maybe, and Dan was like, I don't want this guy. So then when I saw Dan at a show, he was just like, I'm so sorry you went through that and fuck that guy. But it, like for a moment, I was just like, I don't want to dismiss Dan in any way where he thinks that I'm being like, well, you can have a psychopath. But like, it is interesting to me that they almost believe female comics are in a different, like we are on a different circuit, because the way they talk about my peers is like, first of all, they always pin us against each other, and I always try, you know what I mean, like they'll be like, oh, this is much better than blah 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 special, and I go, hey, she's my friend,
yeah,
like, you know what
just
I mean, like
we're two female comics, doesn't
like
mean
she's not my enemy,
we're different,
yeah. And even if I don't enjoy another person's stand-up, it doesn't mean they're not my friend, they're not my peer, they're not somebody. Honestly, I think any female's success is a success for all of us, because the truth of the matter is that we're so limitly plucked and appreciated that any time a woman makes money means that money can be made
for
and that they're going to support.
Well said. We hope you enjoyed that clip with our Guys We Fucked guest this week, comedian Liz Mealy. If you want to listen to the entire episode and more of Guys We Fucked and more of podcasts that are only on Luminary by people like Roxane Gay, Russell Brand, and Lena Dunham, go to luminarypodcast.com, where subscriptions can be as little as $2.99 per month.
Enjoy.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly... shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.